Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zink Eaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. You are officially riding the wave with your host, Chalk Mommy. Today is Central Second Saturday. That's why I answer my fan questions, and, you know, every Saturday I play throwback music, classic hip-hop and R&B, and we really be getting the shit popping. So, I'm going to answer some questions, and then I'm going to play some music, and then we're going to chill out. In case you guys missed it last night, a bitch was off the chain. I was doing my prank calls. So, today, after the show is over with, I'll be cutting them up and putting them into, I'll be putting them on YouTube so you guys can hear the DJ that got pranked that thought he was going to be doing some shit for Wu-Tang. And then you'll hear the guy that was freestyling and he was saying burr. Y'all know how I am with that burr shit. So, I know, I should be ashamed of myself. I can't fucking help it. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? So, what I'm going to do is go into a couple of questions, and then we're going to get the shit popping with music. So in between my breaks from the hip-hop and to the R&B, I'll answer some questions, talk shit in the chat room. You guys can visit live and interact with everybody on www.chocolate, and that's Chalk, chocolatecityradio.com. Scroll down to the bottom and you'll see like a screen, and it'll tell you where you can, and it'll show us. So you can like log in and have the guest room set up to where you don't have to sign up or anything like that. You can just get in there and have fun, just jump right on in. So basically, we're going to sit here and we're just going to get shit popping, we'll have a good time, and we're going to let it do what it do. So my first question is, do I plan on visiting NYC? Of course, I love New York. New York loves me. I will be in New York sometime in March or maybe February or maybe January. I don't know, but I know no later than March for sure. And I promise when I come in March, I'm going to give you guys a week of my time. I'm going to hang out in the clubs. I'm going to meet you guys, and we're going to have a good time. I'm actually going to stop hiding in my hotel and come out and meet you. So we're going to have a Chuck Mommy meet and greet. Next question is, what website can I watch a video of you fucking baby? You can go to chuckmommy.socialparody.com and look at videos, and you'll see some clips. I got a couple of back shots, riding reverse cowgirl, and a couple of head videos, and a couple of videos from my DVD that brought me into the adult entertainment world. It's like two clips from there, because it's like a video calendar, and it was like seven scenes of me loving myself, from what happens when I'm in the bathtub, to getting out the bathtub, to getting on the bed, to twerking my ass, to doing all kinds of little things. So that's what that one was. So now the next question is, I want to suck your pussy, Chuck. Wow, so does a lot of other people. So if you're if you are very gifted in that area and you know what the fuck you're doing, by all means, come and eat my pussy. It'll be cool. How many nuts can I get how many nuts can you get from a pretty dick like mine? I don't know, because I haven't seen a picture of your dick, so it doesn't matter how pretty that bitch is, it's just you can fucking work it. Boy, y'all be killing me with these damn questions, I swear. So, what we're going to do is go ahead and go into the music, and this is hip-hop right now, so hip-hop volume 1, old school. Alright, so here we go.
Yo, this is Stat Caddy. I'm back in the building. You know what it is. I'm taking you on this old school hip hop ride. Yo, coach, we doing it big on this one. Let's go. Selected, it's time for me to show for now.
even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm flip you. Shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you'll stay through. Going like a gnat, don't be a pup. And I'm letting play cause dress ain't funky enough.
My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is rap, my rap is toxic. If he gas himself by drinking too much Yeti, he gets blown the fuck up like confetti. I'm rich and sick, delivers like Aunt Jemima. It doesn't take Keenan and Abby Wayne to know that I'm a get your sucker if you bite like a piranha. So say the free salons for the kids of Wonderama. Point blank, period, with no comma. Rhyme's so dangerous, call for Bahamas. Nah, cause I knock them dead even when I'm at my work. The only truth that lies ahead of them is the light from the earth. Got game like a crackhead, but don't be missed that I keep rappers on lock like a dread. Knocked in the head from the words that I said. To get a shovel and dig the grave, cause the shit is all I'm dead. I'm over like hot tracks. As far as brothers are concerned, the pressure cooker from start. To finish, I diminish like a freezing art. Secondly, I'm sick of critics. Who's thinking?
Ooh, he got an afro.
Yo, but I got dough. Why is my name the Large Professor? Cause I milk your cow. In other words, I hit your hamper. Don't talk about how you can break Rambo. That's just a bunch of man with your handful. Propaganda, save it for Savannah, Joe and Amanda, Zach and Alexandra. Don't let the folks around your way pump your head. Cause you'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I'll kick fire out your ass so fast, you'll be as crispy as my man Bill Blair.
Yo, what's up, Blast Master KRS-One, the Jimmy. Word, yo,
What up, D Knight?
Yo, what's up? You got in the rock?
Yo, man, we chillin' this funky fresh jam. I wanna tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production Crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, let's play a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx, the South South Bronx, the South Bronx.
It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specializes in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in the place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live. Because you're in
South Bronx. South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's the title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder. Money folder. You want a fresh style? Let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coca LaRock, Cool Herc, and then bam, these boys ran to the latest jam, but when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People are getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They try to get outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark, but yo, they didn't care. They turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, Rolling Sticks, the Cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the Mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Project, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives Crew, the Cypress Boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As hard as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the dressing in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your whole boys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then their nerves will become shot. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx,
to the sounds of EPMD, or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap, or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now, I'm about to shake and bet. The E-I-C-K is my name I spell, things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can be who, sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine, say check one, two, I run down the line,
to the average of C. I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Sturmey, destroying a ploy when you're rhyming my boy, never sweating your girl, YP, she's a season. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top and the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack, maintain them speed while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some shit.
No computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses up, make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to retain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-double-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the city. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they easily up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, to deal with New Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. All is unaware, means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E, E's. No doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill. Catch everyone I'm saying, no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift, but try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all K.E. in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidating seas with the tone of my vocal tone. When I'm pushing on the microphone, cause I'm a funky bomb maker. MC on the paper, don't want to light the max and relax. And when it's time, it's your dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, finger snapping from tapping. When it's time to roll, the patrol's packing. The P&D, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
Y'all know what time it is. Come on, y'all gotta get more hype up tonight. born in 73. Why you be lying about your age?
Man, why you gotta bring that up? Yo, get this fool out of here.
Yo, why you always cussing on your record?
Man, who are you, Gene Autry or something? I just do that to get my plan across. Now I wanna know who you came to see. Everybody, come on! Hey, yo, this second's almost over. So that means y'all gotta get hyped up. Come on, say it, say it, say it. Who's y'all gonna see?
When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. It goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze back out of the don't even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them. What you say to me is just paper thin. Word. I'm not the kind of girl to try to play a man out. I take the money and it gets it break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama sold my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them. And what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other. Hurdles, mumble, jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you best. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off. Grab the coat and get lost. Grab it, swap around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions and choose my mate. I do not until the third or fourth date. Then maybe your kiss or the fifth or sixth time to me. You like that? Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-C-E. I tell you, 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 and all the you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo.
Let me kick the whole riddle back. My name is Derek, and if I didn't mention D-Nice, it's just the description. It's a crime to get on the mic. I'm the GR808, huh? But just call me D-Nice.
I figured he brings the funk up, corrupt, deathly punch up, worth the kiss it off, baby. So piggity, hey, 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 not the way, but I got rocks. I piggity, but rocks like Rick, but that's the way. And now I'll freak the funk, I leave the ill funk freaker. I piggity, stole the apple from this bum named Belinda. So piggity, rubber dub, I got the lips to make you flip. Bust the head with every sermon and my nigga pounding.
Wow, that was my hip hop old school mix. It is like, oh my gosh, yo. This is my old school Saturday show. And every second Saturday, we say Central Second Saturday because that's where I answer my fan questions. And then we go back into music and everything like that. Padded Flow, I got you. Childhood Story, I got you, I got you. So I got some more questions. Then we're going to get back into some more music. And then we're going to get back into some more music. And then we just going to act a fucking fool. So, like, some of these questions be crazy as hell. When am I going to make some more movies? I guess when I find a dick I feel comfortable with on camera. So if I'm not fucking in my personal life, it's hard to tell the fuck in my business life. So I'm on a little drought right now. How do I keep my pussy smelling nice? Well, I wash it. That's a start. And I like to eat healthy. I eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. And I also use 3 types of soap when I bathe. I use an antibacterial, then I'll come back and use a fruit soap, and then I'll finish off with a creamy body wash. Then when I get out of the water, before I dry off, I take some baby oil, whether it's shea butter or lavender or regular baby oil, and I put it on my body while I'm still wet. Then I dry it off, and it's like soaked in my skin, so that smells like extra good. Then I use baby oil gel. So, you know, and when I'm going out somewhere, I might use some Victoria's Secret products or whatever. But, yes, key to that is make sure you eat lots of fruit and vegetables that are fresh. Now, what I do with a 53-year-old white guy, I don't know about that because I was told when you fuck old men, they give you worms. So I don't know how true. I don't know how true that is. I would have to try to think about when I have to get back on that one. Like, ooh, wow. Let's see. Can I get an autographed picture? You sure can. You can get whatever the hell you want, Animosity. Do I squirt? I haven't found the right dick to penetrate deep enough to give me that sensation. I would like to. Some guys say that I do when I come hard, but it doesn't never run out. But I guess it just floods their dick, so only they would know. I'm not sure. So that's, like, quite interesting and whatnot. So next one is, oh, gosh, a lot of people want a female. For their girl. The best thing I can tell you about that is maybe you need to sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk with your female and find out if she has any type of inhibitions about playing with a female or watching you fuck another female. Because a lot of females will say yes, and then when the act actually goes down and they see your dick inside somebody else's pussy, you might get stabbed in the back, you might get fucked up, and they'll tell her what could happen. So with something like that, I would suggest tread on that water very thinly. You just gotta ask the person what it is that they want, and then that way everything should be okay. So let me see here. Next question. I have so many questions. Like, this is so crazy. Do you like a thick, juicy dick in your butt? Well, it depends on my mood and how I feel. Anal is not something I would choose to do all the time. To be honest with you, I have not done anal since 2009. And, you know, I might be tempted to try it sooner or later, but right now I'm just going to just concentrate on just getting some dick in my pussy, because that would be like a good look for me, because I haven't had any in such a long time. So, let me see. I gotta go into my chat room and see what we got going on here. Let's go ahead and get childhood story out the way for Tatted Flow. I do take requests, so y'all better get y'all requests in before I go ahead and play the R&B mix that's coming up next. So like I was saying, for those of you guys who didn't tune in last night, I swear, yo, I was so much off. I was so off the fucking chain. I did 2 prank calls, then I played 2 old prank calls, and yes, I'm going to make the video for the prank calls tonight, and then I'm going to blast them. It was so crazy. I can't believe how you guys be setting up y'all friends to be prank call. And what's bad is they don't have Twitter, so they have no clue that they shit is about to be blasted all on YouTube, my World Star Latino channel. It's going to be, like, all over the fucking place. So what I like to say is when y'all friends find out and they fuck y'all up, I don't got shit to do with it. That is not my fault. That is not my problem. That's something you need to take up with your friends. So here we go. We're going to play Childhood Story, and this is for Tatted Flow. It's coming. Well, damn. Okay, let me try something else here. Get back into some more music, and then we're gonna go back in. We're gonna start talking shit, having a good motherfucking time, and doing what we do. So, thank you for being understanding, Tad. I see your ass in the chat room laughing at me. I'll deal with you later on. So, here we go. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Nah, man, I'm just shouting y'all out, man. I seen y'all on Twitter. Want to send some love y'all way.
Oh, thank you so much. It's Old School Saturday. So I play the best hip-hop and old school R&B.
Yeah, I've been bumping to it. Me and my old lady, we sitting here listening to it.
Oh,
y'all vibing right now, man. I just want to send a shout-out to my team, FOD, and y'all follow us at Twitter, you feel me? JACKBOYZZ, Jack Boys.
Thank you. What I need you to do is mention me in the Twitter, and I'll retweet it for you.
Oh, hit you on the Twitter? What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name on the Twitter?
I'm ChocMami03, ChocMami03.
Oh, D-O-3?
03.
Okay.
And I will retweet it for you.
Okay, then.
Thank you for calling in. Stay tuned, because it's getting ready to get better. This track, this mixtape right here is so fucking hot.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Told me make sure he's right.
can we reveal? Something that we wanna come in there and get a feel. Walk around in your t-shirt and nothing at all. Struck your pants and dead ass while I'm on the phone. Girl, you got tomatoes, fruit and vegetables and potatoes. Girl, you look so pretty, why you doing a damn, baby? I want sex in the kitchen, over by the floor. I want you on the counter, by the buttonhole. Hands on the table. If you don't, girl, we'll be making love like a rapper in the snow. I want you right now. Girl, you're in the kitchen, chilling in your room. Saying to myself, she better go put on some clothes. Take all in and tease in, doing that little dance. Girl, you're gonna make me lay you down and give it to you one more kiss. Girl, you're not tomato, truth is that. Girl, you look so sexy, why you doing a damn thing? I want sex in the kitchen, over by the floor. I want you on the counter, by the buttonhole.
Right by the buttonhole.
Hands on the table, on your tippy toes. We'll be making love like a wrestler in the
snow. Cold,
in the kitchen, over by the floor. I want you on the counter, by the buttonhole. Hands on the table, making love like
that's what I'm ready to do.
Girl, I'm ready to talk to somebody.
Why am I
making love now?
Girl, you're in the kitchen, sweating up the floor. Loving on my body, so you know what you do wrong. Girl, you know just how to get into a brother's mind. Here we are, still in the kitchen, for this one other time. Girl, you look so sexy, doing a damn thing. I want you.
Oh,
want you on the
ground. Right by the buttonhole,
baby. You're in the mix with the world famous DJ.
See, baby, you're my little secret. Secret, secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell. That's how we gotta keep it. Secret.
Wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. song, it's true. You don't realize really what you got till it's gone. And I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce this. Think about the years I was raised back in the day.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I still wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I still wish I was a kid.
And everybody
says,
when
I was
way back when. And everybody says,
My, yes, I must admit that I have never knew love like this before, and I adore everything about you. I do mean every part of, for being someone different for him, mercy, I wanna kiss your father. You're the kind of girl I wanna get closer to, become the most of you, like love was supposed to do. Cause I fell straight into your trap, and since they say love is blind, I'm the Ray Charles rap. And I'm waiting for you to put me in your mix, because you got my nose open like a jar of Vicks. I'll be your king, baby, you can be my queen. Let's stay together like Al Green, because
all my love is all I have,
and my dreams
are very special. All my life I look for you, and I choose
come true.
Treat a woman, don't stop your love like heat sweat, keep it coming. And our relationship won't ever get dull, because you're always on my mind, even more than my own skull. You're always giving me respect and chivalry, and I can't wait for your enticing delivery. Staying together is a must, so pop a can of drinks, don't blend as good as us. We were made for each other, meant for one another, neither one of us needs another lover. And just so we can say that, wait, yo, I'm on your side like Jennifer Holliday, because
all my love is all I have,
and my dreams
are all my life I look for you,
and you do my dreams come true. Love is life, and life is a living.
was definitely doing his thing.
What?
Exactly why.
My partner sitting here with me, he said, yo, my nigga, you had somebody call me last night. I was like, no, man, why? He like, bro, somebody called me, man, with asking me all kind of questions. So my Wu-Tang Clan did that the third.
Man, your phone breaking up, but your dude, DJ Mark Ski, was off the fucking chain. That nigga was
hold on. Hold on. What'd you say?
I said he was off the chain last night.
That's what he do. That DJ Freak, Mark Ski.
Your phone, are you in the woods?
Hey, babe, I'm in the city. I'm in the A. Nigga, you in the woods? What you talking about?
Your phone sound like you under the water in Mississippi.
Nigga, please. Nigga, don't do that now. So you got them barking up the wrong tree right now. Don't you shit on me stupid like that, nigga.
It sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, no, that ain't my phone. I can hear you perfectly good, and I got all my balls.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? It's me. Hold on 1 second. It's me. It's not you. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. He was on the air last night admitting that he liked his ass licked. He liked the lick
what?
Ass.
What? This nigga was on the air last night talking about he liked his ass licked. He liked the lick ass.
What?
Man, get the fuck out of here. I'm looking at this nigga right now. He can't even look up. He just sitting with his head down laughing. This nigga
it's
crazy.
Talking about how big his dick was. I'm going to cut the audio tonight and play it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to have it on YouTube.
Say it again. I can't hear you.
I'm going to have the audio on YouTube.
You'll have the audio on YouTube?
Yes.
That's what's up. This nigga here crazy, man.
Man, I don't know what the hell is wrong with my line. I'm going to hit you on your phone.
Yeah, hit me on my phone, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. See how dirty motherfuckers are? That was all set that set his homeboy up last night, DJ Mark Ski. Oh, man, wait till y'all hear the audio. I'm going to have to play that shit back on Tuesday. So here we go back into the mix.
Oh,
some events that I have,
It's talking about a lot. The page, actually, the magazine, I want to say it's like 68 pages. So it's going to be so good. I am really, really, really excited about it, whatchamacallit, about the magazine. Like I said, Chapter City Magazine, it's totally digital. It's going to be available online. When I last checked, we will be doing a press release about the magazine. We're going to do a newsletter about the magazine so you guys can see what's going on and what I got going on in the future. And you can see how you can get into it. I got some shoe designers in there, clothing designers. I have a lot of stuff in this magazine. It's really, really cute. Hella pictures, prank calls, you name it. Everything that Chalk Mommy stands for, that's what's in my magazine. And I have a big, big surprise for you guys on December the 24th. Yes, that's right, Christmas Eve. And you can only get it here on Chocolate City Radio. You get your first present from me this Christmas Eve. So you have got to pay attention and look at it. And then you'll know what the fuck I'm talking about. I hate keeping secrets, especially when it's dealing with me. That should be making me mad because I'd be wanting to bust and overflow with lots of things and stuff like that. So I have a lot of big things that I'm working on. So you guys are just going to have to stay put and watch. You're going to have to follow me on Twitter so y'all will be getting sneak peeks and some drops and everything like that. I will be in New York in March. Might come sooner than that, I'm not sure. Might come in January, I'm not exactly sure. But when I do, like I said, I'm going to give you guys a week, and I'm going to go to some clubs. I'm going to be very visual. I'm going to have some meet and greet so you guys can see me and have a good time. And then I want to start doing like some little intimate setting things. So that's something for me to think about. I'm going to see how my friends in New York feel about that and do it in New York. So we can be in a little lounge with erotic poetry and some tantric experiences, because that shit is off the chain. You can touch me and make me have a big ass orgasm. You are right on point. You are good as fuck. I like that. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be working on, along with some other stuff. Like I said, I got some big announcements to make coming soon. So it's going to be very, 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 very interesting, very, very, very exciting. So January, February, March is going to be like a very big month, a lot of big things going on. Like I said, you guys are going to have to follow me on Twitter to see what the fuck I'm talking about. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on LinkedIn. And just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, because it's going to be a lot of good stuff to come out. So this is the end of my show. I love you guys. Make sure you listen on Tuesday night, and I'm going to have more prank calls. I'll be cutting the audio from the prank calls last night and whatnot. I see you, Gregory. I'm going to call you on your phone. I'm about to end my show right now. So this is going to be such a lovely, lovely evening. So you guys take care. I love you, and good night. Good evening, good afternoon, whatever the fuck. Get off my line. Bye.